Hashtag We Love Number One Sports Digital Radio Station in Africa.
Now, joining us on the line this morning on the Sports Update is one of those legends, and that is Sean Bartlett. Just to elaborate on that experience that he had with the Stay in City Foundation. Good morning, Shawnee. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I am super dope. First off, kudos, hats off. I saw the pictures yesterday when I spoke to Zoe, and boy, oh boy, what great work was done. How does it feel working with the Stay in City Foundation and being part of such a great initiative, like literally delivering smiles and bags of happiness?
Well, I think, you know, as individuals, that's the least that we can do. And, you know, 2020 has been a really difficult year for everybody. And for me, just to give up a little bit of my time and, like you just indicated, for me, the satisfaction and see the smiles on the... Yeah, no, it's for me satisfying, you know, just to give up a little bit of my time, you know, and see the smiles on the faces of the boys and girls when they receive their backpacks, you know, with some school stationery, you know, and some, you know, toys and even a little bit of sweets because, you know, kids, you've got to give them a bit of sweets as well.
Yeah. And, you know, Shawnee, we know you also to be a stellar dad. And then to see other boys and girls who are just lacking that Christmas cheer that you, we traditionally spend time with our families. It's a no-go area. Of course, Christmas is spending time with your families and getting a lot of those Christmas cheers and gifts. And to know that somewhere out there, there's a little boy who's just like your son, unfortunately not getting anything this Christmas.
Yeah, and actually, I took my older son with me as well because
he's
been wanting to get into this side as well, you know, to give back a little bit to the less fortunate. And I think, like you've indicated, everybody are not as fortunate as we are, and spending even a bit of time with your son and daughter is a privilege because most of the time, these kids in the locations and underprivileged areas, their parents go work, so they're alone at most of the time. So I think it's a lot for them to be appreciated, and I think that is what we need to do more and show a bit of love, you know. I think that can go a long way.
And Shawnee, how did you actually get involved with the Stay in City Foundation?
Yeah, it's always ironic, but another passion of mine is golf, and I frequently play there. That's how they got hold of me. And myself, Mark Williams, Matthew Booth, just to mention a few, obviously I've been doing this, and Stay in City I've been doing this for the last 9 years. So for me to be associated with them and to just continuously doing, you know, with the good work, I think it's been awesome.
And, you know, I love that you mention a gentleman that you know very, very well off on the greens and friends of yours as well, legends of the game. But then to see you guys also taking your friendship somewhere else and giving back. But it must have also been so mind-blowing to see the likes of Sim Tiger, also a young boy, but a protege when it comes to golf. It could give you a run for your money, that's for sure. But also
definitely
giving back to people his age, you know, showing that it is possible to go through your troubles.
Yeah. What more inspiration do you need, you know, when you have a 9-year-old that's been around the world, won so many trophies, and I think it's inspiring even for the boys and girls to have seen. And when they mentioned even all the accolades and things he achieved, everybody were like, wow, he's only 9 and he's done that much already. So again, you know, it's that old saying, Tato, that it doesn't matter where you come from, it's where you want to go. And I think that's how we need to inspire the kids of today, that anything is possible as long as they stay disciplined and focused as to what they want to achieve.
Oh, man. Well, you know, staying focused is something that Shawnee does very, very well. Sean, you know, this weekend we've got the Premier League that's up in action. What fixture are you looking forward to?
Yeah, I think it's got to be. I think the Spurs, Man City is one of them in the EPL. I think Spurs have surprised a lot of people this season. And it's going to be interesting to see if they can go all the way, if they can maintain the consistency.
Ah, well, and in local football, who do you think will maintain consistency?
I think, obviously, there's a bit of continuity with Sundowns. They've made a few, you know, new acquisitions as far as players are concerned. I think they're looking good from the start. It's obviously a pity to see Chiefs struggling at this moment in time, but I think they will bounce back. It's always difficult under new management to just kick off from the start. It takes a bit of time. So I'm hoping, obviously, they can back to form and start competing and yeah, getting results as well.
You know what's so interesting about 2020, Shawnee? That a lot of times you've been celebrating your birthday, but also celebrating your infamous or rather famous goal for Charlton. So, yeah, man, 2020 onwards and upwards.
Yeah.
I've been thinking of getting into some golf. Maybe I should call you up.
Definitely. Always willing and able. And, yeah, we can go and see how far you've come and how far you need to go.
Shawnee, thank you so much. Thanks. Enjoy the rest of the day. And again,
thanks, you
kudos
too.
For all Take the work care. That you've been doing.
Cheers. Thank you.
Radio with a vision. Vision View Sports Radio.